from the news desk, which today comes to you live from my bathroom because it's really the only place I have any expectation of privacy. This is Todd Lyons, and here's today's top story. North Dakota Dick Festival expected to draw thousands. Dateline Garrison, North Dakota. Thousands of people are expected to visit this community for the 13th annual Andy Dick Village Festival. The event began Friday and runs for three consecutive Fridays and Saturdays. It enables people to celebrate the holidays in a full Hollywood setting the same way comedy actor and personality Andy Dick does. Jude Iverson, one of the organizers, said the festival is a kickoff for the Christmas season. Garrison is the official Andy Dick Christmas capital of North Dakota, she said. Some of the festival highlights include street hookers, transvestites, a lighted Sunset Boulevard parade at dusk, and a tour of homes. It also features authentic hot dogs from Pink's and a Los Angeles Metroline bus, which give tours around town and to Fort Stevenson State Park. Another popular feature are dingleberries, a chocolate confection designed to resemble the encrusted balls of fecal matter clinging to the hair surrounding Andy Dick's anus. We never thought in our wildest dreams that a candy like this would take off, said Lisa Cole of Rose Glen, who makes the treats with her husband Richard. They're one of a kind, and we thank Andy for his support. The Cole said they sell about 10,500 dingleberries during a festival. Andy Dick himself is not scheduled to attend the festivities because he says he is Jewish and doesn't celebrate Christmas and that he has better things to do. Yeah, sure. You keep telling yourself that, Andy, and maybe it'll come true. From the news desk, this is Todd Lyons reporting. Have a good day.